Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. She went for a routine immigration hearing and ended up in ICE detention. A protest is planned for a South Korean college student. 1010 Wins' Glenn Shuck is following the story.
The rally and prayer services in Scarsdale this afternoon for 20-year-old Yeonsu Go, detained by ICE outside 26 Federal Plaza, and then taken to the detention center inside in what she thought was a routine appearance. State Assembly member Amy Paulin spoke with 1010 Wins. She's reached out to Chuck Schumer and other federal lawmakers to get Go released.
She's at Purdue University. She's an asset to our community. And she's here on a legal visa. Why would ICE pick her up? And we want her home.
And part of the statement from Homeland Security, they called Go an illegal alien from South Korea who overstayed her visa by at least 2 years. And they say the visa program in the United States is being abused, and they will not allow aliens a one-way ticket to remain permanently in the United States. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, here in Lower Manhattan.
Search is on for two hit-and-run drivers from weekend crashes, one of them fatal. The fatal crash happened just before 4 a.m. Saturday at Broadway and Sidham Street at the border of Bed-Stuy and Bushwick. Police say a vehicle hit a 47-year-old man and just kept going. Victim was found dead at the scene. Early reports suggest it may have been a garbage truck that hit the man, but there's no confirmation so far. Authorities have not released the victim's name. The other crash happened Sunday on Cabrini Boulevard and West 181st in Upper Manhattan. Police tried to pull over a white Mercedes they say was driving recklessly when it sped off and hit a female cyclist on West 181st. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. The driver abandoned the car in Fort Tyrone Park and ran off. No other info on them right now. Three fatal e-bike crashes over the weekend. On Long Island, a 79-year-old man on an e-bike was hit by a car driven by a 75-year-old woman as she tried to leave a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru in North Long Beach. Happened Sunday morning. Detectives say the e-bike rider was trying to avoid the collision when he fell off the bike and was hit by the car. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. No word so far on any charges. There are also two other deadly e-bike crashes in Brooklyn and Queens recently. Thursday afternoon, an e-bike rider was killed when an SUV hit her on Hollis Cold Boulevard in Auburndale. 55-year-old Zhao Feng Zhen died at the hospital. The driver stayed on the scene. Police still investigating. The other crash happened Saturday, July 12th, but the driver died last week. 60-year-old Eusebio Quiñones was driving north on Union Avenue near Grand Street in Williamsburg when he lost control of a stand-up electric scooter. He was taken to the hospital, died more than 2 weeks later. Authorities still investigating that crash. The money's in the budget, so let's use it. That's what some city leaders will be saying at a rally this afternoon as they push for investment in mental health programs and move toward closing Rikers Island. New budget includes some $50 million for a variety of programs. Council Speaker Adrian Adams and others want to move ahead. Nadia Chait is the policy and advocacy director at CASES. She says the city needs to spend more on programs that help people avoid reoffending.
There's also a significant part of the money going directly into alternative to incarceration programs. So, you know, programs that are really targeted at saying this is a person who needs services and support in the community. Let's fund those programs, get them off of Rikers and into, you know, employment.
Mayor's office is expected to comment after the 12:15 rally on City Hall steps once they see what the specific requests are. Text scammers have a new one. The Federal Trade Commission says people are getting fake texts that claim to be from Amazon, saying an item that they purchased has been recalled. The text included a link offering a full refund. Now, if you click on it, those scammers may get access to your money or personal info. So, advice remains the same. Do not click on links in texts that you did not expect to get. And if you're worried about your Amazon account, check it directly. The woman known as victim number 3 in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs now says he should be freed. A letter from Gina Hun was part of a legal filing for the music mogul's team yesterday. She says her relationship with Combs wasn't perfect, but he was willing to acknowledge mistakes and make better decisions in the future, and says she believes he hasn't been violent in years and releasing him would allow him to better support his children. The filing was the latest effort by Combs' legal team to get him freed on bail ahead of his October 3rd sentencing. His conviction was for 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He was found not guilty on more serious sex trafficking and racketeering charges. Meantime, on Saturday, President Trump was asked about a possible pardon for Combs on Newsmax. He described Combs as half innocent, but also said negative comments Combs made about him would make it more difficult. The FDNY and a Long Island community are mourning a longtime deputy chief and firefighter. 10 Winds Glenn Shuck with that story.
EMS Deputy Chief Dave Burke was 61 years old. He passed away last Thursday from 9/11 illness after spending nearly 24 years with the FDNY, at the same time dedicated to his work with the West Babylon Fire Department on the island. 1010 Winds spoke with Owen Barzilay, longtime friend of Burke's and the president of FDNY EMS Local 2507.
It's every other day you hear of somebody else passing from World Trade Center illnesses. So it's hard on those of us that are still here and those that have retired to see that September 11 is still haunting us.
Burke survived by his wife, Rosemarie, son, Daniel, daughter, Megan, and their spouses. There's a viewing today in Lindenhurst. Funeral mass is tomorrow in West Babylon. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Watch out for aftershocks. That warning from city emergency management officials in the wake of Saturday night's earthquake in New Jersey. Experts say while the 3.0 magnitude tremor was small, it could still lead to aftershocks, and those will be likely smaller than the initial quake. U.S. Geological Survey says so far we haven't seen any, but it could still happen. The earthquake hit just after 10:15 Saturday night, centered in Hasbrook Heights. No report of any major damage or injuries, but it sure got folks' attention.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.